The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Welcome back. You are listening to The Grillin' Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We are live and local. We've moved the Spartan Studios down to Al and Bob's at 3100 South Division. You got to come down here. There's some big sales going on. In a minute, we're going to be talking with our friend Merle here from Al and Bob's. I'm Jop. He's Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning, Jop. And you are with The Grillin' Guys. It's the best day of the year. It's October 1. It's time to whack 'em and stack 'em, and there's no better place to be then where sportsmen are serving sportsmen, Allen Bob Sports, 3100 South Division.
And I tell you what, my only favorite, only place I'd rather be is in the woods in a tree stand, but we're here, so this is the next best thing.
If you're going to be in a tree stand and you don't come down here first, guess what? You're going to be in trouble because you probably missed out on the latest and greatest. I've already made purchases, and I that chair you're sitting in is going to have to end up in the grilling rig somehow.
Yeah, boy, it's comfortable. We'll talk about that in a minute. But, you know, in addition to the deer season, the duck season has started. In the UP, it was last week. In Northern Michigan, it's this week. Next weekend, it'll be down here. But on the line right now, I've got my friend Todd Bishop from Ducks Unlimited. Todd, you out there?
Yeah, I'm here, Jop. How you doing?
I'm good, brother. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. Thanks for having me on this morning.
Hey, you know what? I appreciate you getting up and hanging with us. But for those of our listeners that don't know, tell us a little bit about this DU organization. I'm a big supporter of it, but I don't really think it's a niche. There's a lot of people that get involved with this. But tell us a little bit about it.
Well, you know, Ducks Unlimited, we're now the world's largest, most effective private waterfowl and wetlands conservation organization out there. We were founded in 1937 during the Dust Bowl era. By a group of sportsmen that were concerned about the loss of wetlands and upland grassland for nesting waterfowl. And we're going to celebrate our 75th anniversary next year. And the one thing that we've stayed true to is our mission of wetlands conservation. And we have a strong hunting heritage. You know, we're supported by hunters throughout North America, Canada, and Mexico. So we're putting grassland and wetlands back on the ground so we can produce more ducks and keep them flying every year.
You know, I did a little homework here before our call, and I see that the DU organization has conserved over 12 million acres in North America. That is a phenomenal thing for a total organization that's built up of just sportsmen, right?
That's right. And right here home in Michigan, we conserved over 56,000 acres. And invested approximately $23 million in the state in wetland and grassland habitat.
Man, that's fantastic. And if any of our listeners are out there and you're an outdoorsman, you really need to support this organization. There's a huge percentage of the money that these guys raise goes right back into the ground. This isn't a top-heavy organization that spends a lot of the money on administration. There's a great return of your dollars. And you know what? They have some really fun banquets. I saw Todd a couple weeks ago up at the Kent County chapter when we were up at Blyfield, and even won a handgun there.
Well, Jeff, you're right. It's truly a grassroots organization. We have over 172 chapters here in the state, and they do events every year. And if you haven't been to a Ducks Unlimited banquet, it's a lot of fun. And you talked about the Greater Grand Rapids guy. That's one of the best chapters in the state there that they hold there at Blyfield Country Club. And if you don't mind, I want to plug another one. This is for the women out there, the West Michigan Women for Wetlands Dinner. Is going to be held November 4th at the Stonewater Country Club in Grand Rapids. And that, you know, you've been to the event where it's like the Greater Grand Rapids guys. Well, this is for the women, and it's really close to Christmas, so they have a sort of a Christmas theme every year. It's a great event. And if there's some ladies out there that enjoy the outdoors and want to support the cause, that'd be a good one to attend.
Hey, Todd, this is Bob. I'm dying to go to one of your events because every time Jop goes, he comes back with some nice weapons. So I want that gig.
Yeah, so we tend to have a few, you know, there's some shotguns, rifles, handguns. I mean, and no one does it better than the Greater Grand Rapids. They have a great variety of raffles and outdoors sporting goods that you can win at our events. So you're right. And Jop seems to be lucky. That guy's always coming back with some hardware.
Yeah, Lucky's his middle name. Well, we're going to post your duck recipe, your teriyaki recipe on our website. Thanks so much for contributing to the show, and you've got a great organization, and Randy says a lot of great things about you, but I get the next gun.
Hey, that'll work.
Okay, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
All right, that was Todd Bishop from Ducks Unlimited, and we're gonna talk to Merle for a minute, and then we're gonna bring him back into the next segment. But we're talking with Merle right now. He's the man at Alan Bob's.
I try to be the man, but what a great morning for the archery opener though today.
Oh, it's just got to be perfect. Nice, cool, crisp morning, and you got your big buck contest going on. Starts off today.
That's right.
How's that work?
Well, they want to submit their photos, and it's basically it's a big buck photo contest, and quality of photo means a lot, as well as the size of the buck. And, you know, it's really already started with the youth season. We've had a couple of youth entries already, but you can submit your photos to BBL.com online, and it's going to go right through the gun season.
Okay, we're talking with Merle at Alan Bob's Sports Center on 3100 South Division. I'm sure you know where Alan Bob's is, but we're down here till 10:30. We're going to fire up the grill when we get off the air, and we've got some goodies to grill up for folks. But it is the beginning of Big Buck, and it's, like I said, best day of the year. Merle, we're going to have you come back in for the next segment. We're gonna slip away for a little break for a minute, but we got a few more questions for you. You mind sticking around?
No, I'll do that. I'll be here right through it with you.
Great. We're at Alan Bob's. Randy, what else is cooking?
Well, you know what? One of the things that is important that we all know is when you cook game, generally it's very lean. So in the next segment, we're going to give you a couple tips on how to prepare the game, whether it be the fowl, the geese, or the ducks that are in season now, or the venison. But there's some real tips and tricks that we're going to go through so that you make sure you don't ruin it. And other than that, we'll be back with Merle. So we're the Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Grilling Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.